You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marp. At the end of February, when Aurora Grande city staff floated the idea of leaving the Five Cities Fire Authority in San Luis Obispo County, it threatened the future of fire services for the city, as well as Oceano and Grover Beach. This week, the Aurora Grande City Council decided the fire department shouldn't disband just yet. KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports.
The Five Cities Fire Authority wants to depend more on full-time firefighters than volunteers. What's complicated is how the new model will get funded. In early March, on a Sunday, representatives from the authority's service area, fire and union representatives, residents, county supervisors, and the county's manager all got together to come up with solutions. Everyone who spoke at Tuesday's Arroyo Grande City Council meeting said it was a positive experience, but it wasn't all great news. Here's Mayor Pro Tem Kristen Barnick.
It wasn't necessarily maybe what we wanted to hear, that we weren't going to be saved, you know, by the county, but at least we know now what exactly we're facing or not facing.
County officials told the group that if they disband, there's no guarantee the county will be able to provide fire services. So the quickest solution is Arroyo Grande, Oceano, and Grover Beach take 6 months to agree on a funding formula. If they can't agree, the authority will disband on June 1st, 2020. And the three communities will each have to figure out their own fire services. If they can come to an agreement, there's still one more hurdle. Here's Arroyo Grande City Manager Jim Bergman.
The Oceano Community Services District, in order to do that, would commit to a funding measure that would go before the Oceano voters on March 3rd, 2020.
Oceano can't pull money for fire services the same way incorporated cities do, so Oceano voters either approve a tax increase or dissolve the fire authority. At Tuesday's meeting, council members also heard from residents concerned that even if everything works out, Arroyo Grande, which pays the most of the three communities, still won't be able to afford it. Officials say for at least the next fiscal cycle, the city is in a good spot. Local firefighter Sean McMahon had this to add.
We're an expensive business, expensive service, but we're necessary.
All three communities have agreed to buy themselves 6 months to come up with a way to pay for it, one that everyone agrees on. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.